All right, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard with me. Richard, you've driven some vehicles lately, one of them being, by the way, probably one of the most popular vehicles in Colorado. I think we're one of the highest markets for this particular vehicle, and that would be the Toyota Tacoma, or Taco, as it's known in Colorado.
Yes, the old Taco, you know, a tried-and-true truck, right, Dad? We're just going to talk about it that way, because they kind of revamped this model a few years ago, and as we all know, unfortunately, with Toyota's life cycles, Dad, they really hang on to a lot
they
of their
do.
Models and their trucks for quite some time. Not to say that it's a bad thing, but if you're looking for the most up-and-coming, you know, technology or designs or whatever it is, then, folks, I'll just be honest with you, Toyota in general is not the car company, because they are tried and true. And there's a reason
they're looking for reliability, not the latest and greatest.
1,000,000%, Dad. So that's kind of where this truck's at. But with all that being said, fantastic truck. I believe this was the 2022 one, if I'm not mistaken. Believe it or not, Dad, you can actually still get a 6-speed manual
nice.
With this vehicle if you want to, which for a lot of off-road guys, Dad,
yep.
is really special. New for this year, not a whole lot, but they get an updated suspension and wheels for the Trail Edition and TRD Pro. We had the Trail Edition as well, which really worked well. It had some boxes in the rear of it, in the bed area. And these boxes are kind of different than what you could. Basically, they can be used as off-road storage devices for all of your, you know, fun pops and beers and, you know, fun
okay.
things that way, right? You can fill them
so
with
similar
ice
to what Dodge had on the Ram box, or not quite that?
Not quite. Nope. So it's basically right over the wheel well. They've integrated these kind of cooler-type devices that you can drop ice and stuff in. There's a drain plug at the bottom, and you can put stuff in there. Now, it does take up a little bit of space, right? It takes up some space over the wheel wells as a whole, so something you got to be aware of. But it's kind of a cool feature, especially for folks if you wanted to, you know, didn't want to take a cooler, and maybe you wanted to take your bikes or your, you know, your motorcycle or your ATV or something. You might be able to fit, you know, a smaller one inside of the truck itself. You'll throw the tailgate down and have all of that with you.
Okay.
Outside of that, it's everything we've come to expect of the Tacoma, right? Tried and true V6 works well. We'd really like to see some of these other power plants, but some more of them are kind of coming out here. As far as the handling and stuff, it drives like, you know, kind of drives like a truck, feels like a truck. It's definitely one of the, I guess, kind of the mid-size, but you and I are going to call it, you know, the smaller truck family.
Right.
But it's again, as you said, tried and true. The resale value of these things is through the roof.
They are.
The main reason we know that is, you know, we've got several people we know that have purchased used versions of these, and these things have got 80,000 miles, and they're still getting 60 or 70% of their value on them.
Yep.
Right, Dad? I mean, it's just kind of insane of how that market works. But works really well. Like you said, you see a gazillion of these things running around town. And again, they haven't done a whole lot to change them, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. So as we always say, we keep saying, Toyota's got some of these on their lots right now, Dad, just because of their ability to get some of these chips and such in. And this had all of the safety features and stuff you could want on it. It was about $45,000 as tested, so a little bit up there, but still under $50,000 for a truck. And it still gives you a truck that you can fit in nice, tight space. So folks can head to the local Toyota dealer, test drive it, and when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.